Welcome to episode one of Intimate Success Show. We're so excited to be coming to you from our home here in Arrowhead, Arizona, or Glendale, Arizona on Arrowhead Lakes. My name is Renessa Strong, and this is my honey, Chris.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chris Strong. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, we're excited. We're recording our podcast and our video all together so all of our YouTubers can say what's up. Hey, guys. You are new friends and family. We welcome you to our home here. And we have had this show in our hearts for years, and it's finally been guided by the universe to launch episode one and continue this journey of sharing our love and our passion and our blessings with all of you guys, because it is so good when you can beat the odds that were put against you in this world of lies and disruption and all the things, right, honey?
Yeah, it's
a whole process there. So we have been thankful enough to create a wonderful life here, and expanding life, actually, a grateful life here with our real estate company. We've been married now for 6 years. Yeah, together for 6 years. We'll be celebrating our 6-year anniversary this December. Yeah. So a little over 5 years married. We have 6 children all together. We have an 18-year-old son, Michael, a 17-year-old son, Micah, two 13-year-olds now, Gunner, and Embrina. And then we have 7-year-old Ruby. And then we have a 3-year-old Abraham. So we are fully loaded with children and guiding them to be the leaders of their destiny and their life. And as kids, it's funny because they just come into this world already wanting to create, right? They want to see how things their way. And then we kind of just take that all away from them and have them do it our way. So it's nice to be able to guide them into their creative way as well. This show is all about beating the odds that we put against ourselves, what this world puts on us, standards that we put on ourselves, limitations that we put on ourselves, and us sharing our successes. We're going to be bringing on guests and authors and other wonderful people that have beat the odds in their life, from health to financial to business to family to intimacy. We really want to just share with you how to create success in your life in any which way that looks like for you. And so I want to bring first my husband and interview him. So before we start interviewing all these guests that we have planned up for our upcoming shows, we want to first have an introduction and an interview of husband and wife,
yes,
right?
Honey.
Because we work full time together with our business, with our family, with everything that we have going on. And so I think it's wonderful to hear what my husband has to say in so many ways, because our success is a twofold success. It's what we both envision, and then the actions that every day we put into our business and into our family. And it's wonderful to have someone that I get to share this with, that when I grow, he grows. When he grows, I grow. And we tag team, and we're in it together. So like I say, we're in it to win it.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, honey.
Honey, it's our show.
Our show.
The intimate success. I can't be just intimate by myself. Well, I can. But anyways. Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be successful.
Maybe. No, no.
Yeah.
But it's intimate in many different ways. Not sexually as much as it is intimately with your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and intimate with your goals and where you want to go and all of that.
Yeah.
So share with us.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
tell us about your journey of creating that.
I'm basically your standard white suburban dude. You know, like I grew up, my parents were nice, hardworking people. We you know, didn't live poor or anything like that necessarily.
Totally opposite of me, just so you guys know.
Yeah. And, you know, you get raised up, like, you know, you follow the system. You follow the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really good. You know, I did all those things. And about, by the time I was, you know, 27, I was in the path of being a chef. I was earned 4-star, 4-diamond award at the Ritz-Carlton in Rancho Mirage, California.
Yeah.
Co-wrote books, did all kinds of stuff, got into a corporate world. And, you know, the thing that really spoke to me and that changed my life was being unhappy and breaking out in shingles by the time I was 31.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, you know, stress in life and, you know, with my ex-wife and our kids and everything else. And I was, you know, my ex-wife stayed at home. We had that whole kind of nuclear family that they tell you to have and being able to support that. But I was miserable inside, externally and internally, overweight, almost 300 pounds, breaking out in shingles, just a mess. But hey, you know, we were successful, right? In the outside world looking in. And in my kind of like self-discovery process, picked up a book by Jack Canfield called The Success Principles. It was, you know, suggested it through a mentor of mine and, you know, dove right in and really started questioning and writing out what it was that I wanted, not what the world wanted for me or my parents or even my kids or whatever that was. And began that journey. I think throughout the whole process of life, I always was, you know, struggling with the system that's kind of forced upon us, recovering drug addict, alcoholic, all those kinds of things for over like 13 years sober now.
Amen.
From alcohol.
Go, baby.
Still like a little 420 is okay.
Honey, we're in a medical state. Yeah. So for all of our listeners all over the world.
Yeah, that's regardless.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, you know, the idea of success can shift. Yeah. And it changes and it adapts. And that's what we as humans are shifting, adapting, and expanding beings.
Yeah.
You know, just as if like a tree doesn't just reach a level and stop, right? It's constantly growing. It's constantly expanding. It's constantly reaching out, digging deeper in the roots, expanding wider with the branches. And it's the same kind of process with that. So I think for me, intimate success is about really connecting into know who you are as an individual, asking yourself those questions of what it is that you want, and allowing the universe, God, Holy Spirit, whatever is your divine source of inspiration to really not only telephone up and say like, hey, Father, these are the things that I'm looking for, but also being in a place of listening to intuition and being guided in that space. And, you know, some every morning you're offered a fork in the road of what choices you want to make, what thought.
But how did you get out? You know what I mean? Because you're kind of like in that place where you're stuck in this job, you're not happy. And there's so many people that we know that, you know, are have same stories and maybe you're listening and, you know, you got to kind of break the what's the odds, right?
Yes.
What's the odds of you being able to get out of a job, create your own wealth, create your own reality, create your own work schedule, create your own financial success, your own life of living, how you want it, when you want it, because that's, you know, it's almost something that a lot of people think it's maybe not possible for them. And yet that's something that we're living now, thankfully, right? And it's thankfully because we stayed consistent and intimate with what we wanted to create.
Yeah. One of my biggest kind of processes of thinking is I don't want to be 65 years old and living with regrets.
Mm-hmm.
So when opportunity shows up and I'm intuitively guided, I go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So is it scary? Heck yeah, it's scary. Do I have people's voices in my head of what they're going to think? Absolutely. 100%. Do I have fears? 100%. I am, you know, you could be inundated with the fears of things, but I think there just comes a point to where when you've had enough of the shackles of debt slavery that is forced into us and you want to break free, you're going to ask those questions for yourself and they're going to show up at your door.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what happens. So how do I get out? I listened, I asked the questions. And when the opportunity came, I didn't back down and I ran straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So when the opportunity came for me to not work at the company that was provided very well for my family, they took care of my family in the space of income, but physically, emotionally, and psychologically, it was a disaster on me internally. I took it. And was everybody that was my peer of sphere of influence saying like, what are you doing, dude? You're nuts. And you know, was it tough? Heck yeah, it was tough. It wasn't easy.
It was a leap of faith.
Yeah, but you don't give up. You keep your mind focused on the goals and you keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the primary goal of our show is to really speak to individuals that feel that nudge to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like there's, you know, there's something in them that they're meant for more, right? Like we're meant to have more. We're meant to create more. We're meant to give more. We're meant to share more.
Yeah.
And
and you're going to have, like, I remember sharing a goal with my immediate family who, you know, they love me and they want the best for me and things like that. And I shared something with them that, like, hey, this is something that I'm thinking about doing in my next chapter. And it was like, oh, well, that's never going to happen. You've got this, 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 and this, and you can't even do A, B, like, oh, wow. Well, thanks guys for all your support. I really appreciate that. And I, you know, and I allowed it to shelve. I shelved it. Okay. Well, I won't do this right now. I'll shelve that. But you know what? That process inside you isn't going to die. It's like an artist who has a vision, or a musician who has a song, or a writer who has a story.
Yeah.
A builder who has a grand vision of things. It's in you for a reason.
Mm.
And don't rip us all off by taking it to your grave.
Yeah.
Right. It could be a blessing to so many other people. And like how many great novels are in the cemetery? I forget who says that, but like it's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, you're on your deathbed and you're having all these regrets, and you could have really left humanity with a huge gift. So.
Yeah. And I think that's why we created the show as well, because we feel like we have a gift and we want to share that gift with you. We've put a lot of time, effort, and energy into our personal growth and development. We put a lot of time, effort, and energy into our marriage, into our goals, into our future. And the time, effort, and energy is the same time you would put if you decided not to put it into that, right? Mm. So the time isn't like exchangeable. It's exchangeable for whatever you want to invest it into. And we continue to invest in ourselves and in that place. But in return, our ROI, which I love, I want to actually to name this show Return on Investment, but it just didn't catch as much as Intimate Success, because we literally want you to see that when you invest in yourself, you have a high level of return on investment.
Yeah.
In so many places, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, financially, intellectually, it just keeps growing and going. So
yeah, there's ways to invest in all areas.
All areas of your life.
Individually and keep going and growing.
Yeah.
How about for you, honey? What's kind of like your storyline and what kind of brought you here into this place of today?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give a quick recap because I could talk for hours just like you on our background. I'm a little bit different than my wonderful, blessed husband, but I feel like my upbringing was a blessing as well because I really got to understand the hardship of raising a family growing up. My parents got divorced when I was 9 years old. And prior to that, my dad was in the military. He was still in the military. But when my parents got divorced, I moved in with my mom. We were homeless for quite some time. So we were living in homeless shelters, cars, you know, just kind of figuring out how and where we were going to eat. But I learned so much in that time on the power of love. And still felt very connected on our future. So my mom is actually my pioneer of teaching me how to create success with my mind and how to be able to envision. My mom would tell us in some of our desperate times, imagine we're going to be in this new house. You're going to have your own room. You're going to have, we're going to have food in the fridge. We're going to have this beautiful blessing. I'm going to get remarried to a wonderful man that's going to love you and my three children, because it was myself and my two brothers. And even through the hard times of going through foster home and going through different things, we still kept that vision in our head. And within 2 years, my mom did manifest all of that. And I did have my own room and I was not living on the streets and had food in the fridge and all of those things. So I got to experience the answer, not only to our prayers, but to whatever we think we can receive in a very high level vibrational place by the age of 11 years old. So now growing up, I was able to continue that process and was a teen mom, had my first one at 18, pregnant 18, had him at 19, and continued to just grow and learn how to be a mom. And we both come from previous marriages of over 10 years. And then now then we got divorced and now being in our marriage. So we understood the process of a family and what it takes to grow a relationship. And we both had partners, right, that weren't necessarily at the same growth levels that we wanted to expand to. And so for me personally, when I met my husband, to be able to create an empire with somebody that wants to learn, wants to grow, is curious, I mean, just all of those wonderful things that expanded me to not only where we are now, where we have a growing real estate company, but we also have this urge and nudge to share this information with everyone, and growing through that. And there's plenty of dark spots in our past, right? Like there's things that we've had to grow from. There's things that we've had to overcome in our families, in our businesses. We've had successes, we've had failures, but at the end of the day, we didn't give up. And we continue to expand and grow and learn and recalibrate. And so I want to just...
So what was kind of like the biggest shift for you in the idea of creating your best life? Did you hit like a bottom? Did you hit a pit that you had to kind of dig yourself out of and then come to this realization?
Yeah. I mean, I know that when we were living in Seattle, which that's where we used to live at before here, you know, I was in a matchmaking dating business. I was running a huge company. We were running a huge company in the dating relationship singles industry. And we had over 70,000 singles in our database. We were matchmaking. We were doing all these wonderful things for people. But at the same time, I felt like I needed to really take a step back because I was overwhelmed and I was feeling like I wasn't having the same passion as when I went into it. And I even had a sense of guilt because I was like, here I am doing something that's purposeful for people, but it wasn't purposeful for me.
Mm.
And you were a big, you know, help in that process because you could see that I was ready to grow and expand. Like you've done this for, at that time, it was like almost 8 years.
Yeah.
And it's time for you to grow and expand. Before owning our dating and relationship company, I had a nightclub. And did that for many years. And so being able to understand business and growing a business organically from the ground up is something that I have inside of me that can never be taken away. You can take me to any city or state and I can start a business and grow and go from there because the marketing and the knowledge doesn't go, right? It's still inside of me. No one can take that away. So even though we decided to get out of that business and move into real estate, I really needed to just take a step back and take care of me, even though according to all of our friends and family, it was like, why? You're doing so well. Look at how big your business is. Look at how well you're growing and expanding. But we just knew in our mind and our heart that the passion wasn't the same. And so, I mean, we authored books, same thing, right? We have this like similar story, right? With like those synchronicities, that 11-11, that whole process that him and I, my honey and I were into, and then the passion guided us. And that's how, you know, you're being guided and you know that opportunity is knocking when all of a sudden new conversations start happening, mm-hmm. new directions start happening. And it took a little bit for that to happen.
but
we were hungry.
It was kind of interesting because we had gone to a Tony Robbins event and there was a speaker there talking about wholesale real estate.
Yep.
We're not wholesalers in that regard. We help people buy homes.
Yeah.
Vanessa's real estate agent, and then I help people get money. Mortgages for their homes. I sell houses and money.
That's right.
I like both. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, and you know, it was kind of like the seed was planted in our heads. Both of us were in agreement. Like this was something that we would be interested in exploring.
Yeah.
And instead of all of the struggles that could have easily diverted us, not only moving to a different state, but stopping one source of income and not having any other source of income at the time.
Yeah.
Right. I think I went and got like a couple like part-time jobs in that space to float us and carry us through things, but it wasn't passion or careers. It was like we had a goal and you know, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, but at the end of the day, we didn't give up on what we had decided was going to be our future.
Yeah.
And we believed
in our future. We became intimate with it.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know what it was exactly going to look like.
Zero idea.
We didn't know how it was exactly going to happen.
No idea.
But we
or where
became,
it was going to happen.
Yeah, we became with our mind and our thoughts and our very words clear. And our conversation, we became connected to our future. And we became in love with this new chapter of our life and what that was going to look like. And we took care of that. You know, we were aware when things were being asked of us that didn't match what we wanted. And we were like, no, you know what?
Or I don't, people that we were around.
Yeah, or people that we were around that were like, you know, this doesn't exactly match what we want. Or this isn't the vibration or the people, if they're very negative, don't match my intimate future that I have inside of me that's growing, right? It was just first the thought, maybe we should get into real estate. And I had a lot of people that told me I should get into real estate.
I told you to get into real estate.
Yeah, I know. And I was told that for years before all of that. But I was like, it just didn't feel right at the time.
And I think that's a funny part for a lot of humans to kind of contemplate with. In 2016, 2015, I had suggested that we get into real estate and it was immediately shot down.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to show houses.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with all that.
All that. And it was just because at that time we were running a matchmaking company and it was continuously growing and expanding.
Right. Right. But the idea didn't die. Right. So like as her partner, husband in that place, it's like, I had the feeling in my heart, like this is something that's going to be a great fit for us as a team.
Yeah.
Right. I do one piece. She does. There's lots of elements in that. And I didn't give up.
But you had the vision, which is something that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is that you held on to something even when I wasn't
ready
to jump into that yet. And it took 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, similar. So that's the thing is that whatever you're going through right now, it might take a little bit of time for it to happen. But
that's right.
Everything that happened in those 2 years needed to happen for us to feel like we were all in intimately. We were all in to becoming successful in the real estate world.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's it.
And so now we, you know, even though real estate is just one part, it's something that we enjoy doing together because it's something that we created that's been manifesting for years.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Right. I mean, because it's almost like a shopping list.
Yeah.
Or almost as if you literally can and have the ability to create whatever it is that's in your mind to manifest and come true. And, you know, if you're the key, and I think the hardest part for a lot of folks that don't maybe have the vision side of things.
Yeah, it's baby steps.
Is to be able to just to see it.
Mentally.
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then emotionally start feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely levels that you can go through, and there's all kinds of resources out there on how to manifest or how to bring things. That's not what this show is about. We'll share the tools that we use that helped us carry it through, but it's not, we're not like the Abram Hicks or the Esther Hicks
group, Esther Henny,
whatever. Yeah. Esther Hicks kind of people out there, but we are functioning manifestors for our reality.
Yeah.
And we believe that our reality is a gift that should be shared, and like other people can say, get something from that.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and that you can partner with, right? Yeah. So like, we want to partner with your goals of success and be able to hear what your thoughts are and be able to, you know, partner with you on a blessing, partner with you on a prayer, partner with you on affirming that. Because the biggest thing that takes away, the biggest emotion that takes away success is doubt. And as soon as you start doubting that success, it literally starts creeping in and growing from doubt to excuses to, you know.
So do you have like a morning routine that you kind of go through and or a nightly routine that kind of helps keep you? Because, I mean, obviously you talk to a lot of people.
Yes.
You deal with a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, do you wake up just happy?
Well, I'm different. Okay. So like, that's why, and you know this, and I know this, and people always tell me I'm different. And it's because I was raised at such a young age with this process of living. So you're talking to somebody who I'm now 38, who now has close to 30 years of practicing this life of like thinking about it, having high level of faith, having high level of conviction of how it's going to happen. I'm asking my angels and my spirit guides to give me the nudges and the intuition.
So do you like think about these things throughout the day, or is it just like, you just kind of like have an idea And then you just have the confidence in knowing that it's going to happen. Like, how does it, how do you go through your day to kind of bring forth intimate success daily?
Yeah. The intimate success is I'm constantly checking in. I'm constantly going inside. If I have a thought that's negative, I want to know why I have that thought of negativity. If I have a thought of fear or doubt, I want to know why. Where is that coming from? What am I limiting myself from? Mm-hmm. Why am I doubting this? Why am I feeling like I'm not capable of creating that? And I dig in and I'm going, you know, maybe it's coming from something from, and I was younger. Maybe it's coming from something of, I don't think I look right. Or I don't think I'm not fit enough yet. Or I'm not, you know, well, I wouldn't say smart enough because I believe I'm very smart, but you know, there's always something that might be coming in, or, you know, maybe I need to buy the top equipment to create our podcast. Maybe we need to have the best day of weather to get outside and do this. Or, you know, so there's, you know, or I'm always, this is more important. You know, I put more things on my list. But the idea is that eventually I come back and I check in and you're avoiding. I do a lot of self-checking. I'm very, you know, and this also comes from not just growing up, but my husband and I, we've invested in a lot of personal growth workshops and seminars and retreats. And so I've been fortunate enough to work with beautiful souls that are on the same path as myself and my honey, that believe in personal growth and development, that believe in creating your own destiny and your own future. And so we practice that.
So surrounding yourselves with other engines of growth and development and kind of, and where would someone like find those people at? Like, where do you find your tribe?
Those are such good questions, honey. You're so good. So the,
I'm the best.
Yes, you are the best, honey. Yes. So the first thing, and I remember us talking about this, is consistency. I'm consistently checking in on myself. So I'm consistent about that process when anything negative or doubt or anything comes in. The second thing is I have community. So community is
For community for guys, let's just say for the men that are watching out there, where could men find their community?
You can go on to meetup.com, which is something that we have our own meetup groups here in Arizona. So if you are in Arizona, Phoenix area, we would love for you to join us. There's a meetup group called Create Your Best Life, and it's on Meetup for Phoenix, Arizona. And so we have our own meetup group, but then we also go to meetups. We go to other speakers that are in town.
Yeah.
We go to listen to other authors that are in town. We just recently attended a beautiful spiritual center church or our place on Sunday and was filled with high level vibration and words and just community in that. And so, you know, you have to get out of the house.
I think that's the key there is getting out of the house.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the hardest part for the men out there watching is we are driven into a content of just get comfortable. Right. Just make the money, go to the job, you come home, and, you know, then you're done for your day kind of thought process.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, lineage kind of process of thinking. That's what we only mimic or what we see from our father.
Yeah.
In that space. Where the shift can happen for us is to not be afraid to take a risk.
Yeah.
Don't get comfortable with where you're at. And
we're always expanding.
Keep asking the question and looking for things for yourself.
Yeah.
Asking yourself, like, what is it, you know, like I have a routine that I do every single morning is, you know, I'm waking up and the first thing I do is I literally start getting excited about how awesome my day is going to be. And in this complete and utter anticipation, like, man, yesterday was awesome. I'm so excited. Like, who knows what's going to happen today?
Yeah.
Right. And there's a verse in the Bible that talks about, you know, like, have the faith of a child.
Yeah.
We're like, and we've got six of them that run around. They're all different in their own special way. But my gosh, you give them one little thing and they are so excited.
I know.
They're like, this is awesome. Like, the little 3-year-old runs around. They're like,
anything.
A stick could just bring him so much joy.
Yeah.
And I think for us guys, we get kind of, and it's hard, right? It's hard to have to get up in the morning at 6:30, have to go get dressed, have to go sit in traffic for it. Like, so you have to start working on that. Like, our life isn't like that. My life is, I don't have to get up at 6:30 in the morning, get dressed. Unless we choose to deal with, like, say goodbye to my family, go sit in traffic for an hour, to go at some BS position that I doesn't fulfill me.
Yeah. Thankfully, because
I used to have to have that. Right. Yeah. And we shifted out of that. So I think, you know, for guys, I'm just speaking on that
I love it, honey.
Perspective is to, you know, find a clan or a group of guys that are going to be motivators for you. Ask a question of something that you're interested in. Like maybe you're interested in, you know, woodworking, or maybe you're interested in.
There's masterminds.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Just find something that you're interested in doing and get engaged in that community.
Yeah. The biggest thing is community, because if you don't have community, there are going to be days and times that you feel doubtful, or you feel like, is this even worth it? Or I'm putting so much work and I'm not seeing the outcome yet. And so there's that interim time. It's just right when the breakthrough is about to happen. It's right when you're about to be blessed and full miracles are about to come through and you don't want to give up. And so that's where we have, luckily I have my honey that I can go to when I'm feeling any level of discouragement. But then I also have a wonderful group of women that I'm a part of, is a goddess group that I'm a part of. And then, you know, we're also, you know, in our own networking and masterminds and other things like that with the community here, because we know we need to be around other people who are engines, who are forward thinking, who want to grow, who want to expand. And so that's important to us. And then we're consistently checking in on whether or not
it's working
or not. And we do that with our business, and we do that with our family, we do that with our marriage, we do that with our fitness, we do that with everything. Even with our relationship, with our higher power, we're constantly checking in and making sure that we feel that we're taken care of. We're divinely supported. Everything is working out for us. Everything we want and we desire was put in us for a reason, for it to become manifested, for it to be reality. I don't have these thoughts as dreams. I have these thoughts as realities. And that's a big shift for us in realizing that we, and even if it comes in, we've had things that come to us and then we enjoy it and we like it. We're like, okay, that was that season. At least we tried it. At least we did it.
Yeah.
And then we move on. But we're not sitting here going, oh man, I wish I could have said that. I wish I could have did that. I wish we could have created that. I wish.
Yeah.
So we want to get out of that wishing and get connected and intimately involved with our success goals in all areas of our life.
So those are kind of the key ways to kind of beat the odds as a snapshot.
As a snapshot. We're going to go in more depth.
We have to wrap up
this episode.
Yes.
And we're going to share a lot. We have other wonderful people that want to be a part of our show that we want to interview and share with you their intimate success tips and tools and secrets that they have on creating a close relationship with success, and also how they beat their odds. Because whatever you're going through right now, you are beating whatever negative thoughts are trying to hold you back. So this is the next level for you. We're excited to be a part of that.
Yeah. I think for me, like the biggest kind of like gift to kind of share with folks is the negative thoughts that creep into your mind, which our human brains are wired to protect us from pain and keep us in survival mode. So when we're surviving, all the brain wants to do is keep us in that space.
Yeah.
It takes growth, courage, and the belief that you are here for great things to step outside of the safety zone and expand your empire.
Absolutely.
And just keeping your mind positive, as hard as it can be for, I know for myself, it's a work in progress constantly. but I understand that. Like, hey, I have negative thoughts that come into my head. And just like Renee's like, why do I have those negative thoughts? Well, I have to get into that.
It's self-reflection.
And know that everything is working out for your favor. I truly believe that. Even the bad things. Like I can go through some of the horrible, horrible stuff that I've been through in my life. Renee has been through it in her life. But at sitting today in this spot right now, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those things.
Yeah.
So trying to just appreciate everything that is happening in your life, looking for the good in everything, and understanding that it's always working out for your benefit. Ask the questions, be curious, don't give up.
Yes, and, curious. I love that.
Build up into a level of intimate connection to your success.
Yeah, it's there for a reason. So, and it's even intimately connecting with your higher self and intimately connecting with where you are now and in everything you're doing. How connected do I really want this, or am I just going by in life?
Yeah.
So we're going to end now, and we have a saying that we wanted to share with you and bless you. We want to bless you in praying over you, because if you watched it this far, I want you to know your life is full and is getting ready to have some major blessings. And the idea is to just start looking around and feeling that infiniteness around you. And that when you change your thoughts, you change your future. And that's a big, big deal, because we are walking testimonies of when your thoughts and your emotions change. Even if you're in the middle of crap, things that are happening, and you change it and it shifts for you, your whole future changes. So we look forward to seeing you again soon, and we'll be recording our next episode next Tuesday. And this is going to be just a journey of love and support over you. And we'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions, whatever you're going through. If you feel stuck, if you're ready for a miracle, message us. We'd love to answer anything that we possibly can. And you can find us at yourstrongrealtors.com. That is our website, yourstrongrealtors.com. You could also find us on Instagram, like and subscribe, on our YouTube, and then on Facebook. So big hugs and love to you guys.
Yes.
And we're here for you. We understand. We want to help you beat those odds and create the life that you truly desire. All right, guys. Bye.